The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I have noticed one very specific thing about Pilates instructors, and I finally went back to working out last week. I feel like I've been bragging for the last couple of weeks that I'm like, I've stopped working out and I feel so much better, which isn't a lie. I think I was just working out so much doing the classic high intensity type exercises that a lot of people get wrapped into. You kind of get addicted to the high of feeling like you just ran a triathlon every time you went. You go, you do the treadmill for 30 minutes, and then you go and you lift weight for 30 minutes and you feel like you could do anything.
Okay, now we're right in my strike zone right now. So Abby and I were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I got her this heart monitor because she does, but she works out so much and she was getting frustrated. And your body doesn't know one stress from another. It just knows it's stressed out. So if you're like Abby, who is high value and always doing everything right, 110%. So if she's going to the gym, she's stressing her body out. She's got a very stressful job also. All your body knows is stress. It doesn't know where it's coming from. So you have to back off a little bit, which is very hard for a personality type like Abby, or it can really affect your health.
I know. And so I just wasn't seeing results. And so I was like, well, if I'm seeing the opposite results, I'd rather just get the same results and watch Gossip Girl reruns. Like for me, I would just rather do that. But for me, I just know that's not sustainable for me, because I think at some point I'm going to go, I am so lazy. What am I doing sitting on this couch? Like I need to do something. And then probably in a year, I'll do the same thing, being like, I was working out all the time and then nothing happened. So I decided to switch from the classic high intensity workouts, even though I was trying to do them low intensity, to Pilates, because every girl I know that does Pilates is hot. And I was like, I want to look like that. Like I want your body.
There is one, maybe you work out at this place right down the road here. There is one like shopping center over by Super Rica.
That's where I go do hot yoga.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, right there. I don't think it was designed this way, but there's Pilates, there's hot yoga, there's massage. And every time you go or you drive by there, there are 50 tens out in the parking lot going back to their car.
Oh, thanks.
For sure.
Great. Really?
Yeah, so, dudes should be lined up on the sidewalk on chairs, tailgates.
Hey, let's.
It is the MILF strip mall. You can get a margarita from Super Rica. You can go do hot yoga. We've gotten smoothies down there before.
Yes. So there literally is. There's Yonder Yoga. There's a grooming place, so you'll see some pets. You'll see a couple of dogs, and you might consider them tens too. I don't know. And then when you have a smoothie place, then there's a restaurant, a massage, like a foot massage place, and then there's Stellar Bodies. So it's like all right there.
All the stock in Lululemon is in that particular shopping center right there.
So I'll be honest with you. I went to Pilates for the first time in 3 weeks. This is my first time working out in almost a month, which is crazy for me. I just never take that kind of time off. I mean, the fact that I went on a vacation for a week and didn't work out was crazy for me. This is just like not something that computes with me. And then I was kind of got back and I was like, oh, this is really addicting, this whole not doing anything thing. So I was a little nervous because I'm like, how much muscle have I lost? Because I haven't really eaten any protein. I've kind of just been eating Mike and Ike's for breakfast and trucking along. And so I was nervous because A, I've now joined a new gym, and B, I am not in the tip-top shape to where you want to impress your instructors. And I say that because Pilates instructors are a very specific breed of woman. And I want to make it very clear, because I know some of the people that teach me Pilates listen to the show, that this is not a bad thing. It is just an observation. There have been so many people that have helped me in the Pilates world. Please understand if you're listening to this, like I'm not coming down on you, but What do they know that I... They are training me for war. They are... I feel like it goes like Marine boot camp workers, top army officials, and then Pilates instructors. They are so stoic and I don't want to say unhelpful because they are helpful, but Pilates is as intimidating as it looks. I only got into Pilates because there was someone kind enough to invite me to a beginner's workout class. And I was like, thank you for inviting me because this is really intimidating. And they just looked at me and they're like, yeah, it is. And I've probably been 10 or 12 times to a Pilates class and it never gets less intimidating. The machine looks like a medieval torture trap.
It does.
And every single time you go, there is a move that it seems like everybody else knows that you don't know. Yesterday, we did something called spider kicks, where you literally have to get on the reformer, which is this big platform that moves, stick up your leg and cross it over to the bar, and then put your crotch to the person next to you and then just start bending. And it looks so easy, but then you start getting tremors like you're 90 years old. And the instructors are just looking at you like, okay, grin and bear it. Whereas I feel like every other instructor I've ever had, like, kind of, they don't baby you, but they're like, oh, you look like you're really struggling here. Let me show you how to help you. Whereas that girl is just giving you death glares from across the room, being like, how dare you shake your leg like that? I'm like, I can't. It's involuntary. So I know it's going to be good for my body in the long run, but I feel like I've just signed up for basic training.
I have had so many meathead friends that have been talked into going to a Pilates class by their girlfriends, right?
Yep.
Just so they could have the common experience. And they have walked out of there and go, I will never do that again. I would rather squat 790 pounds and have a hernia pop out of my stomach than go to Pilates ever again.
I couldn't walk back to my car. I accidentally went to the wrong studio, the one where you have to like walk a little bit because it's in the Works shopping center. Normally I do go to the one that's in that parking center. And it's like 5 feet to your car. And then hopefully you make it back to your apartment. I looked like like a baby deer learning how to walk for the first time because of the Pilates. So yeah, beware.
All right. So I found a Reddit thread that I found fascinating and I wanted to throw it out there to our Burt Show listeners because hopefully we can learn from your mistakes. And the Reddit thread is, what's the biggest red flag you ignored? All right. What's the biggest red flag you ignored in a relationship? 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So some of the examples, and there is one that is like, it is a hard life lesson, but it is really, really good. So what's the biggest red flag you ignored? He hadn't actually told his ex that they were broken up, just that they needed to take a break. I should have taken a break too at that point.
Ooh. Absolutely.
That is and again, these are red flags that people ignored, stayed with the person, and then ultimately the relationship crumbled.
A lot of people will take you from someone or not necessarily think how they were treating the person before you got there. They won't treat you the same way. And I feel like people ignore that a lot.
I also feel like the red flags you ignore at the beginning are always the reason the relationship ends. Like, this to me seems like more than just a red flag. Like, that would have been a sign for me to just split up. But something that seems kind of trivial that is a red flag is always going to come to bite you in the butt at the end.
Next one, his friends had to convince me to stay with him after I was hospitalized for 3 days and he didn't visit once.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. You got to go.
Right? And his friends were the ones that convinced her to stay and ignore that red flag.
I don't know if those are your friends.
No, they were his friends.
Oh, his friends.
His friends convince me to say, not her friends.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, girl, we would have, come on now.
You got to date one of the friends. You got to start homie hopping.
The homie hopping.
That's what the kids call it.
Yeah. The biggest red flag I ignored was the one I was waving in my own face every time I chose to lie about or omit something to avoid hurting my wife's feelings or to avoid an argument instead of just being transparent and forthcoming and figuring out our problems. Happy spouse, happy life. That doesn't...
That's, happy spouse.
Happy life, happy wife.
Happy spouse, happy house.
Thank you. He wrote that. I did not, obviously.
Okay, yep.
He meant to either say happy happy wife, happy life, or happy spouse, happy house, but he just combined the two. Anyway, he said, that's a big fat lie, people. You're going to hurt your best friend real bad if you keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Next, when conversation and meetups are always initiated by you and never by them, one-sided relationships suck.
Absolutely.
Again, this is a Reddit thread. What's the biggest red flag you ignored? Sometimes the drama she had with other people didn't make sense. Like, I'd ask, what did they say? And she would generalize in a vague way. One time I doubled down and asked literally what exact words were said. And she started crying because she was so upset. Turns out she invented drama.
Whoa.
Including faking phone calls, emails, text messages. She couldn't give me the exact words because there were no exact words. She was just an effing sociopath.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane. I do believe some people walk around and just enjoy drama.
They love it.
They got to find it somewhere.
All right. So, again, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you have a big red flag that you ignored that you want to share so we can learn from your mistakes. So, this is the one I was telling you about out the gate. Their red flag. I thought he put me on a pedestal, but really, it was in a box. Never be anyone's everything.
Ooh.
Right?
That's a ball.
Like, and it's so short, but it's so simple, but it's so huge all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, of course you want somebody to dote on you, but you don't want to be somebody's everything because then what's left?
And this is unfortunate, but most of the time with a lot of people, if you give them absolutely everything that they desire and that you are, they'll take advantage of it instead of honoring it.
All right, Sarah, thanks for joining the Burt Show. What is the biggest red flag that you ignored?
Okay, real quick, I just want to say, long-time listener, love you guys.
Love you too.
So it was my ex, late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. Him and I were together for about 3, maybe 4 years, give or take. And each year he broke up with me around his birthday, and I never really understood why. And he would always get back with me a few days later. It was until we broke up that I realized he would do that so he could freely cheat and basically use the fact that he was single at the time. And I didn't know until after the fact. And needless to say, I wanted closure after the fact, but it's one of those, why do you want closure? But I was young.
All right, so he was getting birthday sex, but not with you because he had broken up with you because he wanted to get it with somebody else.
Oh, my God.
And three times you said this happened.
He used that loophole.
That's devious.
I was young. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Sarah, you take that apology back. You have nothing to apologize for that you were dating a D-bag.
You are not at fault here.
You're right.
Thank you so much for calling. Hey, Kate, thanks for joining the Burt Show. What is the biggest red flag you ignored?
Hey, everyone. Biggest red flag was when I was dating my now ex-husband. He told me that his baby mother broke up with him because when she found out she was pregnant, she felt like he wasn't father material.
Okay.
So here I am, years later, I have 2 children with this man. We're divorced, and he doesn't take care of his children or visit with them. So I should have just...
So that red flag was what his first baby mama was saying, and you just chose to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, thanks so much for calling.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The cost for travel sports is ridiculous. Anybody that has a kid that's in any kind of travel sport or whatsoever, or some of these hobbies are just really super, super expensive, knows the cost of these. And Kay Lee is about to go through this when it comes to soccer and his daughter. But before we even get into that, here is a really good snapshot from Just Scrametti on Instagram. He's talking about his kids' baseball travel team, but you can apply this to just about any sport.
All right, parents, listen up. Congratulations on your son making this elite travel baseball team. Your weekends belong to me.
Yeah, what's the name of our team?
We're the Thunderbat, Shark Fin, Dirt Devil, Long Bombers.
That's like four names.
First tournament is a regional in South Florida.
Florida.
It will cost $27,000 per family. From there, we'll head to Costa Rica and Ecuador for two more tournaments.
I didn't know a passport was going to be part of it.
I don't have a passport.
If we win the second tournament, we get an automatic bid into the Travel Baseball National Championship Elite Sectional Silver Bracket.
Oh, wow.
Which is a qualifier for the World Series Travel Baseball International Tournament of Baseball.
Where's that?
Mumbai.
I don't know if we can commit to that much.
What's that? That's... You don't know, Jeff?
It's just I have a job.
Well, you have to call in, won't you? Possibly quit. This is your life now.
Okay.
I don't know if I have enough on my credit card to pay for all this.
I don't know if I have to.
Take out a loan, Alan. All right, put a lien on your house. Right, you need bats, gloves, cleats, pants, jerseys, specialty jerseys, carts, tents, chairs, speakers. This is basically the major leagues.
Is it? Okay.
All right, here's our roster. Braxton, Jackson, Paxton, Easton, Landon with a Y, Braden, Jaden, Caden, other Braxton, other Jackson, Knox, and Kai. Any questions? Jeff, take a couple laps.
Will do.
Well, last name was my son's name, man.
That's pretty much how it goes for any travel sport and any parent right there. And this is the first time our producer, Kaylee, is dabbling in it.
Well, for soccer, yes. I mean, my son's been on a travel ball team. We never went to Mumbai or anything like that. So,
did he need a passport?
No, not quite. And then we kind of yanked him out. We didn't yank him out. We just kind of, it's just such a grind for a 10-year-old. I'm like, why does a 10-year-old need to play five or six games in a weekend?
And that 10-year-old's 30-year-old parents or whatever. It's a grind also.
Oh,
you're
my
driving
God.
All over
and
Georgia.
And I'm dragging my other kids there.
you're driving all over the country. The fees are ridiculous.
Yep. So we went back to, rec ball for baseball. But now my daughter, who is really, really good in soccer. So, like, she was in rec and then, but her skill level was kind of way above, so we needed to challenge her a little more. Mm-hmm. So she went into they call it Future Academy. And she did that last season. And then she had like 3 days of tryouts.
And she's how old again?
Seven.
Seven. Okay.
Seven. She had 3 days in a row of tryouts, 2 hours a day with
what?
These like coaches. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Dude, it's serious.
At seven?
Yeah.
Correct. To go from Future Academy to like soccer. I don't even know.
I'm like, if I still have to cut your steak for you, like that's like that, like 3 days of tryouts is insane.
3 days of tryouts. And so after the 3 days of tryouts.
Was there a tryout fee, by the way, also?
No, there wasn't. Okay. That was free.
All right.
Except for my gas time,
Tryout fees are a thing too?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't make the team? You still got to pay?
For some, baseball, uh-huh. like teams, like, yeah. Yeah, you have to pay, like, $150 just to even be seen. Hey, look at my kid. Here you go. So, after the 3 days, she got invited to be part of the premier team. So, it's like, they have 1, 2, 3, and 4, mm-hmm. like, levels. She's number one.
Okay.
So, we're like, that's awesome because her skill level is really good. She's actually really great to watch. This isn't even travel, dude. This is like travel to the park right next to my house. So the cost for this is like $2,000.
Oh, no.
What are you paying for?
That's just that. I mean, I think it's for the year. So I think it's for like both seasons.
Now listen, I know they have to pay for refs, the grounds, upkeep, et cetera, stuff like that. But if you factor in every single kid and then $2,000 per head, like, where does that money go into?
Yeah, is that all travel costs?
There's no, this
there's
is
no travel.
This is not
travel.
Even travel.
No.
This is just to the field right next
this is
to
the park.
Damn.
Just to the park. But, I mean,
are you allowed to ask, like, in all sincerity, can you be like, hey, can I get, like, a spreadsheet of what the money is going to?
They will remove you. Like, the coaches are that strict. Like, the parents, if you even are like chiming in from the sidelines, they will ban you.
That's
like, they do not want you chiming in. They are the coach. No, but these coaches are really good though. I don't know where the money's going, but I dare not ask. I'm afraid of these people.
So you're just cutting them a check for $2,000. And like here.
To take your kid to the park.
Oh, no, I'm paying you. Give me the installment plan, man. I'm not. Can I give you like $100 a month?
How long is the season?
The 20-year plan.
Yeah. How long is the season and how many games are you talking
about?
So
I think the $2,000 is for like spring and fall. So I think it's for the whole year.
Okay. So even so, that's $1,000 a season.
And then they tell me, or my wife tells me, oh, we have to buy her uniform. And I go, oh, cool.
That don't cover that?
No.
That's insane.
Wow.
You know how much this uniform costs? $700.
Come on.
She's got four different outfits. She's got like the thermals. She's got the jacket. They all have matching bags.
The Yankees don't have all that.
I mean, she has. And then my wife's like, well, I've got to get her like more practice jerseys because otherwise they practice 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are these professional coaches? Like, this is their career?
Their coaches are really, really good.
But like, is this their career or is this they working the day and they are coaches at night?
No, I don't know much about their personal lives.
I'm just trying to think of where this cash is going, man.
Well, do you remember when I played sports when I was in middle school and high school? We didn't buy uniforms. There was like a box of uniforms had to wear, and you got them for the season, and then you gave them back.
You just hoped you didn't get a faded number.
Right?
That's insane, man. So you guys going to do it?
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
Bert, I need a raise, dude.
The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Truth is, because I've had, I think, stomach issues most of my life, that this question wouldn't apply to me, so I will ask it to you guys that actually love food. Would you go 50 miles out of your way for one of your favorite meals?
No.
No to Kristen.
I'd do it for my mom and mac and cheese, yes.
Aww. Yeah? Okay.
For me, it's a yes.
Yes.
I would drive.
Really?
Yes.
50 miles.
For my favorite meal.
What is your favorite meal that you would drive 50 miles for?
I love like a good steak, mac and cheese, and then like a lava cake. So really, I'd just go to Chili's. But, but if we're talking about like Michelin quality and my parents are paying for it, I'll drive 50 miles an hour or 50 miles away for it.
If I'm in the vicinity, I will take advantage of it.
Sure.
But if I am not, I'm not going out of my way.
Not our Tommy here. He'll go 50 miles out, just get in his car and go, you know what? I'm going to Bucky's.
You know what? I watched football all day yesterday, and afterwards, I was starving. So at 9 o'clock last night,
No way.
I traveled the 47 miles from my house to Bucky's.
That's insane. What time did you go to bed last night?
Like midnight.
Oh my God.
So you get up, you get in the truck, you go to Bucky's.
One hour there. 1 hour in Bucky's.
Damn, okay.
1 hour home.
Wow.
So three hours.
At 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yes.
Okay.
Bucky's is an American treasure, y'all. Songs have been sung about Bucky's. Here's an example. This is the kind of music they play in Bucky's. They play nothing but country music.
I am not shocked by that.
I'm fuel, and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Bucky's. And you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money.
They have buggies at Bucky's?
Dude, it is a shopping experience.
They actually have shopping carts at a convenient gas station.
You're talking over the lyrics.
I just have to work here. Do you know what I mean? It's a southern thing. Ain't no place for your peace. So bring your buddies and all your money. That Beaver's king of the road trip country. Yeah, we get lucky when we see buggies. Whatever you need here.
Lucky at Bucky's.
Do we need to have an intervention? Because I think you have an addiction.
No. I'm wearing my Bucky's t-shirt that I bought last night.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I saw a TikTok over the weekend that said if Walmart and Cracker Barrel had a baby, it's Bucky's.
That is a good way to describe it. And with that, we're going to play Bucky's Price is Right.
Okay.
So last night I perused the aisles of Bucky's looking for items. And let me tell you, Bucky's has something for everybody. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning.
Did your wife go with you, or was this a solo mission?
Renee went with me.
Oh, God bless.
That's a good wife. Why would you do that to her?
Pork barbecue sandwiches, and we ate them when we got home.
She's going with you glorious. Because she thought you were cheating on her. Because nobody drives 50 miles to go to Bucky's.
She did go, I'm not letting you go to Bucky's at 10 o'clock at night by yourself. I'm like, what's going to go down at a Bucky's at 10 o'clock? I walked in, y'all. It was 200 people in Bucky's at 10 o'clock. I swear to God.
Truck drivers, people driving through.
The truck drivers cannot go to Bucky's. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't allow the big rigs in the Bucky's.
Okay. So no diesel, gasoline.
They have a Love's right across the street where they can go and walk across the street and shop if they want. But let's get to the Price is Right.
And just as a show of hands, who has been in a Bucky's in here before?
Me.
I have. Mo and Abby have. Kristen and
I'm a Bucky's virgin.
Me as well.
The Bucky's of which I speak that I perused at last night is located in Calhoun. Some say Adairsville, Georgia. But the store, the t-shirts say Calhoun. All right. So, Mo, this one is for you. Everybody's going to go around and try and guess the price, but I picked out items for each of you. Mo, this is for you.
All right.
Bucky's 5-ounce hot sauce. Fiery hot. Comes in different flavors like Pete's Habanero, Carolina Reaper, Scorpion Pepper, Sweet and Spicy Ghost Pepper, 7-Pot Primo Pepper. How much is 5 ounces of Bucky's hot sauce with Bucky the Beaver's picture on the label on the hot sauce?
Oh, it's got his picture on him. Yeah. $6.99.
Because it has his picture on it, I'm going to go
$10. I'm going to go $4.99.
Yeah, it's got to be cheap, right? That's what this place is all about. It can't be $10. $5. Yeah, $5.50. I'll go $5.50.
Bert is a winner.
What?
How about that?
It is retail priced at $5.99. Oh, you missed about 49 cents.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
Kristen, this one is for you. You are from the state of Kentucky where horses are well known.
Yes.
Oh, no. Is this horse jerky?
So, no. They do have a jerky wall, but no horse jerky. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Godinger horse whiskey decanter and wood display tray. It is a 500 milliliter decanter, unique handmade galloping horse liquid decanter placed on a mahogany stained wooden display tray. It'll surely impress for any occasion.
Does it have the Bucky's logo on it?
No, but Bucky sells it. See, they sell, it's like a Cracker Barrel store times 100.
Is there actual, do you get actual liquor or is it just the decanter and just the mahogany tray?
Just the decanter. You provide your own liquor or whatever spirit you would like to instill in the horse.
$99.
No way.
Nah.
Nobody's spending $99 at Bucky's.
$49.99.
Because it's mahogany?
Yeah.
I'm going $69.99.
Of course you are. $35.
Okay, let me ask. Are we employing the over...
It's the Price is Right rules. If you're over, you don't get it.
Abby, you went over by 1 cent.
Oh, no!
$69.98. I think it was Bert. Wow. I think Bert had it.
No, nope.
I think he said like 35.
Nope, that would be me.
It was you.
$49.99. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Abby, something for you. You are a resident cat lady.
Love it.
Kickerland cat butt magnets. Achieve cat lady status with all the work. No butts about it. These 6 cats love to stick to any magnetic surface. No litter box needed. Cat butt magnets.
So you see like their little cat butthole?
You see their little cat butts. It's just like the rear end of the cat that you stick on.
Am I going first?
Yes.
I'm going $2.99.
Mm. 75 cents.
$1.99.
$1.35.
You guys were all way off. Cats are expensive, y'all.
$12.99.
Who got that? You got it? All right.
I hold on 1 sec here, Tommy, because Jason said there's a dark side of Bucky's.
Should we do that tomorrow?
Maybe. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of content. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. The dark side of Bucky's?
Hey, good morning. Love y'all. Yeah, so Bucky's does have a dark side. I'm with Tommy. I love Bucky's. But I have a really good friend who's an assistant manager at one of the ones. I actually just passed it on I-75 down in Warner Robins. But he told me one day, a person walked into the Bucky's, and as Tommy knows, it kind of has like a main aisle down the center. Yep. Someone walked in, dropped their pants, and took a number two right in the middle of the store.
No.
Who would do such a thing?
What's the price on that, Tommy? Is that $25?
No, wow. That's priceless.
That's priceless.
It's Bucky's poop.
$2 a deuce.
You could probably say that about any store, though. There's going to be somebody crazy enough to walk in there and do something stupid like
that. I will
that.
Do some all investigations right. And see if I can come up with a dark side of Bucky's for tomorrow.
Real quick, I have two more items. Bert, this one is for you.
Okay.
They have Bucky's thong flip-flops.
Oh, okay. Bucky's
covered in the Beaver Bucky's logo.
Oh, well.
Of course.
I think that adds to it. I'll go with $8.99.
$7.
Damn, that's cheap.
It's Bucky's, bro.
You're right.
It's plastic flip-flops.
Oh, all right. $11.99.
I'm going $12.99.
Abby gets it. $14.98.
Man, it comes... It comes with the plantar fasciitis.
Last one, and I'll tell you, we could play this anytime because I got over 50 items last night, so we could play again if we want. Bert, you said earlier, like out of the gate, that nobody spends $100 at Bucky's on one item.
Not unless you're buying an entire franchise.
This is going to prove you wrong. Next up, our last item, XXL Hereford Cowhide. This is brown and white, an actual cowhide made in Brazil. You could throw it on the floor, the back of your couch, hang it on your wall, do as you please with this XXL Hereford cowhide. How much is it?
$105.
$110. I'm going $1,200.
$1,200?
Go big or go home, baby. She's going to the Bucky's at Beverly Hills.
Nobody has ever spent $1,200 at Bucky's.
It's a cowhide.
Tommy might have last night.
I'll say $101.
I'll say $299.99.
Dang.
Wow. So I'm not sure who got that.
So when somebody's rocking that and somebody asks them, like, hey, that is awesome. Where'd you get that? Bucky's.
The Bert Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
As I understand it, with any healthy relationship, they are built on compromise. One person's compromised, the other one's happy, then it goes back and forth like that, right? So what if the compromise means that one person in the relationship pretty much has to give up their life for the other person's dream? Now you got problems. That's what our email's about here.
Dear Bert Show, I need your help. I have my dream job, my career job in the palm of my hands. My dream job is to be in law enforcement. The job that I am currently at pays decent, but in order to make the move to my dream job, some sacrifices have to be made. My wife would have to quit her job to stay at home to be with the kids. We're not financially stable yet, but we are working on it. In 4 months, my daughter will have her first birthday. My mother-in-law is living with us, and she complains every time we ask her to watch the kids. So, that is why my wife would have to quit her job. I want to take the job. But I feel like the right thing is to be responsible and let my dream job slip away. Please, Bert Show, I need your help on what to do. Sincerely confused.
Way to hit that all caps, babe.
Thank you.
If you guys want to play therapist here, 1-855-BERT-SHOW. This one's tricky here because I'm just looking into the future here and the opportunity for resentment is high on one end or the other here. Mm. So here he starts, like, if he gives up this... this dream job of his, and he holds resentment. But if she has to give up everything that she's done, then she holds resentment. I don't know how you compromise in a situation like this.
I know it's tough. And here's the thing. I think this is just going to involve an adult conversation. And we were talking about this last week after the show. I'm like, sometimes I feel like the emails that we get are just kind of like, should I have an adult conversation with this person in my life or not? And I think you just need to sit down and really see if you can come to an agreement on if this is going to be the best thing for y'all's relationship and your life together. I think that's the hard part about when you merge your life with someone. One is these decisions that you make, they don't just affect you anymore. And when you're moving forward in life and you're building something together, those decisions can't just be made on your own. So I think you should just sit down and have a little chit chat with her and come to a conclusion.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, dream jobs don't come by every day. As far as I know about law enforcement, it's pretty drawn out what the first like 5 years are going to look like for you as far as what the promotions will look like and how you will go into it. So I would try to find a way to where maybe she doesn't have to quit, but maybe figure out a different situation to where I can at least build enough money for us to be financially stable. And if you can do that, then I think you come up with a plan together to make it work. But if your wife doesn't want to quit her job, I don't think you force her to do that, so you can find your way.
I also want to, like, we have minimal details here. And so I don't know, you know, the circumstances of having your mother-in-law live with you and if there's any medical issues there, but the fact that she complains, she lives with you and complains every time she has to watch your kids or that you ask her to watch your kids. You got a doozy in the pants there. But like, you know, Bart, my husband sacrificed where he was living to move with me so I could pursue my career. And while there was a little bit of a struggle as far as him feeling worthy because he wasn't bringing as much to the table financially, but we got over that hurdle like around the year 7 or 8. I can say he harbors no resentment. This is a decision we made together as a couple, and it has worked out for us. And now we're starting to do a little more of a shift so he can start doing some of the things that he's wanted to do when it comes to real estate investment, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I do. I feel like relationships are full of compromise and sacrifice. And as long as you're on the same page and can keep your egos and emotions in check and not harbor that resentment, then yeah, dude, go for it. Man, get your mother-in-law to step up.
Mercedes, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi. I actually completely agree. Like, if his wife knows him the way she should, because that's her husband, that she should be able to be like, you know, I'll take this sacrifice for our family and be there for our family so you can achieve your dreams, because that's what you're supposed to do. It's help build up each other. And like, that's what relationships is really about. Like, taking those compromises to make life better for each other. Like, who's to say that she doesn't go back to work in like 6 months, a year or whatever, because he does so good at his job, he gets moved up. Like, it doesn't have to be permanent.
Good point. Appreciate you calling. And here's Danielle. Good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. You got one dude that wants his dream job, but if he does that, wife has to sacrifice everything. So what do you do?
Okay, so me and my husband were in a similar situation about 10 years ago. And I had to give up my dream job so he could pursue his. We had a newborn baby. And, I mean, it worked out for the best. Yeah, we had to live with the in-laws for a little bit. But now we have our own house, the truck. I've been able to be a stay-at-home mom with our son and really focus on my career now, which I do have my dream job now. I get to work from home. But you know, it's all about making sacrifices for each other. And yeah, it might be hard at the beginning, but the end result is so amazing.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you. All right. I am going to need some help breaking myself of what has now become an expensive habit. I remember it was months and months and months ago that Cassie said that she was ordering Uber Eats like all the time, right? And at some point or another, you had to like dig in and say, look, I'm just not doing it anymore. I don't know if you actually saw the amount of money for the month, but something shocking had to happen, right?
Yeah, I definitely stopped using it as much. I say this as I just completed an order on Uber Eats because Rebecca's ordering this morning, but I did take it way, way down in the finance. It needed to happen, and the finances definitely bounced back. in a noticeable way.
So I didn't even realize truly that this, how much I was buying in this particular area that I will share with you in a second until Courtney brought it up the other day. Courtney is staying with me for like 4 weeks. She bought a house, so she's in between homes right now. She's unhomed. So she's staying with me right now. And she's like, another package arrived today. It's every single day. I didn't realize how much I was spending on supplements. TikTok and Instagram has taken me by storm. And I didn't even realize how much I was spending. I get so excited when new supplements come to the house that I don't even think like, I know because I saw this on TikTok or Instagram that if I want to live to 100 that I need this supplement. So I just keep buying them over and over again.
So I started to fall into this trap on TikTok. I even went on TikTok and blocked the words TikTok shop to stop showing me the videos. Dang. But then they still find a workaround, and I bought like a Bluey shirt for my husband. And then there was a knee massager, and he's got bad knees, so I bought that. And then I bought myself a hair straightener. And I was like, what am I doing? Because it's two clicks to buy it. It's so easy. And I noticed once I bought that first thing, the ass, oh my God, doubled. And then every other one, I was like, and because the algorithm's so good, it knows exactly what you want. And then it keeps feeding it to you. And so I had to like stop myself because I was getting played by AI.
The same algorithm they're using for your for you page, which is so accurate, right? I mean, they want to keep you on there for as long as they can for this particular reason. The longer you're on TikTok, the longer you're on Instagram, the more apt you are to buy different products, right?
How many different type of supplements are there? Like, what are you buying?
Oh, there's a lot.
So many.
There's so many.
I was embarrassed to do this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did you bring show and tell? No
way.
Good
Lord.
What?
So I brought a backpack in. Everything that I'm about to pour out of this backpack, I have bought over the last 8 weeks, okay?
Wow. You look like
Herbert Weiss.
Hey, yo.
Herbert Weiss. No, you did not.
You need an intervention.
GNC is out of product.
Yeah, he's like a GNC drug dealer.
I got it for the cheap.
Look at all this, you guys. All right, so this one right here, this was a device that was going to hit me at a certain frequency to get me into deep sleep. So I bought that one. I think that was like $78.
Oh my God. It work, though?
Wow.
It did not work.
Okay.
Joe Rogan told me to buy this energy and focus gum. It seemed like a really good idea at the time. So it's like caffeine gum.
He's trustworthy. Didn't you buy a stupid amount of that too?
Yeah, he gave me some the other day. It did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
I did. I bought those brain pills that he
oh, is that right? The alpha about. Something?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, alpha brain.
All right, so that's that one. This is some turmeric and curcumin. That's good for inflammation. This massager. This little mini massager here.
What that massage?
I don't want to get into it.
I have an idea. Yeah. I have an area. After you reach chapter 55 in the second Court of Thorns book.
This isn't a supplement, but these I now have five diffusers in my house.
Oh, that was worth the investment. Those are amazing.
When you came over and you said my house smells good.
I bought them on the spot.
I don't feel like you can count the diffuser because you like those. They're good.
Well, I love all of them. The ashwagandha is supposed to help you relax at night and go to bed, right?
Those work.
Then we got this one. These are peptides for your skin. One skin peptides. I don't know if they're working or not, but when I went downstairs to get Botox yesterday, they said, ooh, we're going to give you a free facial. Yes. All right. So this apparently is not working. this is good for your A1. This is fenugreek. It's a supplement that's supposed to be good to lower sugar. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. And then there's a sleep cocktail now that Andrew Huberman told me about that I'm really excited about. It's magnesium, theanine, and this other one that I can't pronounce. This is just over the last couple of weeks. So
he's the one I would trust, Huberman.
Yeah.
He also told me to do the BioStack NAD, which is really good for your cells and slowing down aging. And then there's this one I bought the other day.
Wow.
These two are supposed to be really good for guys and your testosterone and your mood and also to focus. This one is She legit. Be really careful.
She legit.
too legit to quit.
Yes, sir.
If it's a testosterone supplement, shouldn't it be he legit?
I can't stop purchasing them. They all seem like when the ads come up, it's like going to save my life and I'm going to be able to live to 120 years old. And I just keep buying this crap.
How much money is sitting right there?
I think you're talking about $300 and some there, maybe even more.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, I'm certain the phones listen to you. I feel like we've discussed that enough.
Yes.
I was talking about my liver the other day, and then I started getting ads for liver supplement pills, yes. And I almost bought them because I'm like, oh, yes, I need this.
And that could be very true. You know, like half of my day, I feel like I'm talking about longevity and biohacking. So if my phone is listening to me, it clearly is like, sucka's talking about it again. We can sell him some of this Sheila gin.
Well, Joe Rogan's on the other line. He'd like to thank you for his third
home. No doubt, man. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.